It's The Takeaway. I'm Matt Katz, reporter in the WNYC newsroom, in this week for Tanzina Vega. Under the Biden administration, we've seen a rising number of asylum seekers and migrants reach the U.S. border. Although Trump-era policies to prevent asylum seekers from actually entering the U.S. are still in effect, the number of children who are being allowed into the country in order to officially request asylum has risen during Biden's first 5 months. At a Senate committee hearing, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said that the number of those asylum-seeking children temporarily detained in unaccommodating Border Patrol facilities has fallen.
On March 29, more than 5,700 children were in Border Patrol stations. 2 days ago, there were 455. The challenge is not behind us, but the results are dramatic.
Instead of being held for long periods of time by the Border Patrol, children are sent to the Department of Health and Human Services, where they're placed in more accommodating but still temporary facilities. This week, HHS said there were nearly 20,000 children in its custody. So what does HHS custody look like? Recent reporting from the AP reveals a network of new HHS facilities, some close to reaching capacity, and some that may not have been fully vetted to keep children safe. For more on this, I'm joined by Garance Burke, global investigative reporter for the Associated Press. Garance, nice to speak with you again.
Great to be here with you, Matt.
So let's begin by breaking down the numbers. How does the number of migrant children crossing the border to seek asylum compare with the numbers that we saw under the Trump administration?
Well, what we've seen in the last few months is really a dramatic rise in the number of migrant children coming into the United States. And that's because under Trump last year, there was a health order that the administration put in place that was aimed at keeping migrants outside of U.S. borders, ostensibly with the goal of keeping coronavirus outside of the U.S. borders, although our reporting found that this order was actually more put into place due to political influence from the vice president's office. That said, when Biden came into office, the new administration lifted that health order, allowing unaccompanied kids, you know, kids traveling without their parents, to come in. And so we now, as you're saying, have nearly 20,000 children in facilities, and the media has largely been kept out. So reporters haven't been able to document what's happening particularly clearly.
And they're, what's the big difference between where they're going now compared to where they might have gone under the Trump administration? Many of them are not being held in these Border Patrol facilities for long periods of time, right? They're going to more, somewhat more permanent shelters?
Well, actually, under Biden, the administration has opened up a new kind of facility that we hadn't seen before. They're called emergency intake sites. And these facilities are able to hold thousands of children at a time. You know, think about it. It's not something that we do in the U.S. child welfare system, have kids staying in facilities with more than 1,000 other children. And they're typically in places like convention centers, military bases. But in contrast to, you know, what we saw under Obama or under Trump, kids aren't guaranteed access to education or recreation or necessarily access to legal counsel in these new unlicensed emergency facilities.
And what else did your reporting tell you about the conditions in these new emergency intake sites operated by Department of Health and Human Services?
That's right. Absolutely. It's HHS. Well, so HHS has been scrambling to find people who can staff these facilities as the number of unaccompanied children grew so quickly. They were calling for federal officials from so many different agencies to come and volunteer and help staff these facilities. They're also asking for volunteers off the street, sometimes with really you know, unclear vetting processes as to how these people who came in to make bracelets with the kids would actually be vetted. But what we found through getting exclusive data is that about half of all migrant children currently detained in the U.S. are packed into these emergency intake sites that are holding more than 1,000 other kids. And attorneys and advocates and mental health experts are concerned because, you know, these mass shelters are in some cases endangering children's health and safety.
Have you been able to get access to these shelters to walk inside and see what's going on?
Well, the government says it needs to restrict access to these shelters due to extra precautions during the pandemic, and they have been releasing daily numbers, which is more than, say, what happened under the Trump administration, if you remember. They've released some photos, but reporters, by and large, have not been able to get in. And what's interesting is that they are relying on this network of government contractors, you know, nonprofits, private companies that get paid through taxpayer dollars to run these some of these facilities. And one large facility in Houston abruptly closed last month after it was revealed that children were being given plastic bags instead of being able to access the restroom. So I think there's a lot of questions about which facilities have what kind of standard of care for migrant children who, again, are escaping, you know, often situations of violence in Central America, and exactly how those standards are being overseen.
I wonder if there was a better way to deal with these children, considering so many came over so quickly. And do advocates for these immigrants have a different solution? I mean, the Biden administration couldn't spend years vetting operators of these facilities, going through hiring. They needed shelters open ASAP, right, to deal with all these kids crossing the border. Is there a better idea, proposal out there in terms of what to do with these tens of thousands of kids?
Well, what the Biden administration says is that their focus has really been on getting the kids out of the Border Patrol stations, which really are no place for a child. I think everyone agrees. But then once they get them out of Border Patrol stations, they have this conundrum of where exactly they should be placed. And under Trump, you know, the number of government contractors who were running these facilities dropped dramatically. And so overnight, they had to stand up somewhere for the children to go. Advocates and attorneys say all of that's good and well, but why hadn't they focused on getting more smaller shelters and smaller foster care programs up and running before allowing so many children to come in? And that there could have been a way to, you know, manage this new influx more smoothly in a way that would be more accommodating for kids. Because in some cases, we're talking about, you know, kids who are toddlers, kids under the age of 12. The bulk are teens, but they do have this, you know, population of really young children who are arriving. And advocates and attorneys, of course, say, you know, putting younger children in facilities with a lot of other kids is not a good plan.
These toddlers, are they coming in with their older siblings? Is that how they are actually physically crossing the border?
Well, you know, it really depends, Matt. Recently, for instance, I saw that Border Patrol agents found five unaccompanied migrant girls ranging from 7 years old to just 11 months old near the border town of Eagle Pass, Texas. I spoke with a father who fled El Salvador after his village was targeted in a massacre. He came to the U.S. 4 years ago and had hoped to welcome his wife and 8-year-old daughter here, but they were turned around at the border in March and expelled to Mexico under that health order we were talking about earlier. So that little 8-year-old girl crossed again by herself and was placed in a government shelter in Brownsville. And her dad was so upset because he couldn't figure out where she was. And he was told he had to pay $1,300 for her to be flown out. And if he didn't pay, he wouldn't get her long for a much longer time. So, you know, you hear these stories of, they're not family separations in the way that we saw under the Trump administration, in which kids were forcibly taken from their parents, but some of the confusion around these border health orders and who they apply to mean that many migrant families are making this decision to separate from their children and send them into the U.S. alone.
It's sort of like a family separation policy that's not forced, but de facto, in that the parents see the only way of finding safety for their kids is to send them alone across, because they're letting kids in under this COVID health order, but not adults, right?
Well, that's what this father from El Salvador was saying. You know, he's so concerned about his family staying in their home country because of the violence they had escaped there. You know, his daughter ultimately was released to him in late April after an advocacy organization intervened to get the government to pay for the cost of her airfare. But I think that many families are sort of facing this choice, you know, how to secure safety for their children. And, you know, frankly, it's a real political issue for the Biden administration going forward, how exactly they'll deal with this.
It's a political issue for the Biden administration, but they have not faced nearly the kind of political and public uproar that the Trump administration faced for their family separation policy and the way they housed kids, right?
That's correct. Yeah, there's certainly been many concerns raised by Republican legislators, you know, who in the early days of this latest set of arrivals were comparing the photos that we saw of kids sleeping under foil blankets in Border Patrol stations to what Democrats had raised so many concerns about under Trump. But, you know, Democrats have largely been, you know, I would say certainly not as strident about the situation for migrant kids as perhaps, you know, some might have expected. I think there's a desire to wait and see how the administration handles this going forward. But what we do know is for now, the Health and Human Services is absolutely relying on these emergency facilities, these mass shelters, as a way to move children out of Border Patrol stations. And we just want to know more about what's happening inside of those.
Grants Burke is a global investigative reporter for the Associated Press. Grants, thanks for your reporting and for telling us what you have learned about these shelters. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Matt.
We reached out to HHS for comment, and as of this airing, they have still not responded to us. If they do get back to us, we'll have that statement up on thetakeaway.org.